Hello, everyone, and welcome to Million Dollar Decorating, the only podcast devoted to the worlds of design, decorating, and beautiful living. I'm your host, James Swan, and I am thrilled to have you subscribing to the show today. Remember to head over to our website, milliondollardecorating.com, to learn more about our family of design enthusiasts. Add your name to our email list, then follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. You'll be part of all the great things that we have going on. And the really great thing that's happening right now is that I get to introduce you to our guest today. He has design in his DNA. It's no surprise, as he grew up near Lake Cuomo and comes from a family who worked in the industry. Since founding his consultancy firm in 2007, he's applied his Italian appreciation for style and design to a range of residential and commercial projects. Personal relationships with clients are central to his work. He believes that close, direct contact creates a better project. He's created interiors for listed period properties, new buildings, spacious country mansions, and bijou townhouses in the UK and abroad. His aesthetic is inspired by the glamour of Lake Cuomo, cosmopolitan New York, and daily life in London, where he lives and works. He spent more than a decade as part of the creative team at Ralph Lauren Home, where he directed the presentation of collections in London, Milan, and Brussels. Aesthetic rigor and discipline reigned, and he developed a meticulous eye for detail and a complete understanding of how to create a luxurious interior. He completed a BA in interior architecture at London Metropolitan University and is a member of the British Institute of Interior Design. He's a very busy man making the world more beautiful. Maurizio Pellizzoni, welcome to Million Dollar Decorating.
Thank you, James, and thank you for having me and for the introduction.
You're very welcome. It's a joy to get to speak with you today. Maurizio, take us back and tell us what it was like falling in love with design and architecture for the first time.
Okay, so as you mentioned, I'm from Lake Como, which is one of probably the most beautiful place in the world. And I was very lucky to grow up in this beautiful area of Italy. And I think I first connected with design back in Italy when I was very young. I can clearly say that Como was my influence for beauty and design. And all the architecture and the beauty surrounding the lake, it was always an inspiration. My family was always an inspiration in design, coming from a furniture maker, grandfather, and my dad was the same. So all my inspiration is probably coming from where my childhood.
What wonderful inspiration indeed. I mean, between Lake Cuomo and a family business, you were pretty much set, weren't you?
Yes. I didn't decide to become a designer until when I came to London.
Oh, really? Yeah. What was it that propelled you in that direction then?
Well, I moved to London 19 years ago today, actually. It's my anniversary. To learn English and to find something new to do for my life. I was very young and I started from scratch working in this different retail store. And I moved into Ralph Lauren, which was a great experience. And there I decided that I wanted to be a designer. That's when I went back to university.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on the learning of English. I wish my Italian were as good as your English. So
thank you.
You're very welcome. And a long stint at Ralph Lauren, that seems to be a proving ground for many of our designers that we interview. There seems to be, a quality about the work that they do that transmits out into individual businesses when people leave there. What was it like for you stepping out on your own and deciding to launch your own design consultancy?
It was very challenging at the beginning because every time when you open your own career, because this was a career, it's always very challenging. And I was very scared at the beginning because I was leaving a full-time job without knowing what I was doing. But I think I was ready to go and do something for myself. I was very lucky to have a client from the beginning. So I started to build my clientele from the first day when I first started. They all knew where I was coming from and my skill, which I learned working at Ralph Lauren. So it was very easy for me to step into this world.
Wonderful. And that's been, almost 10 years now?
It'll be 10 years in October. This year is also my anniversary.
it's a big year for you,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So when you look back over the last 10 years, what have been the most exciting projects or exciting moments for you as a designer and as a business owner?
Every project for me is very exciting because I always take the project only if I can deliver and I believe in the project and I can deliver what the client is asking. So for me, it's like a child which I grow with the project and then I let him go to the client. So for me, every project is important. I think last year, 2016, was probably the best year for my name and my career, as I did some collaboration, which is a very big name associated to my name and what I built in the last 10 years. So I think that's what it is.
Wonderful. What is it that brings you the most joy about the work that you get to do today, Maurizio?
Well, the most joy is always at the end of the job, when after a couple of weeks I go back to the client, because you deliver the project and then you move away. And for me, I need to step away after 6 months to a year working very hard to complete the job. So I step away for a couple of weeks and I let the family or the client, if you're a single person, enjoy the house. And when I go back after a couple of weeks to check how they're getting, the more rewarding part is to hear them how they enjoy the house and how they love what we create for them. That's also the most rewarding part.
That's got to be great.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like opening night at the theater, right?
Yes, always, yeah. Because you know, that's the final reward, to hear if they like or not what you did for them.
Of course. Well, when you flip the coin over of, you know, there are the great things about the work that we get to do, but we also know that there are challenges associated with this industry. It's not always as easy as it looks.
Yes, unfortunately.
What are the biggest challenges that you face, and how do you navigate through those challenges, Maurizio?
Well, the biggest challenge is probably for all the designer is to meet the client dream and keep the budget. Any client, they never realize how it's difficult to maintain a budget. It's probably the most challenging part of our job. And when they're looking at something in paper, like in a magazine, they don't realize how much this costs to them. So they say, yes, let's do this room as featured in the magazine. But then they don't know how much is the cost related to this. So for this is the most challenging part. And also, most of the time we're working with the family, so there is husband and wife involved. The wife usually asks for more, and the husband, which is usually the one controlling the budget, is the one pulling back on some of the cost, which make it very difficult for us because we need to be diplomat and make sure then there is no breakage into this communication.
Diplomatic indeed, very important. How do you educate a client about the potential costs in a project that they're considering? What tools do you use?
You talk to them, you take them to showroom, you take them around to see restaurant, what they want as end result, and then you show them the actual cost of creating what they like. Mm-hmm. And then you need to make them understand, and sometimes you need to compromise in no one has an unlimited budget. So you need to compromise in some of the finishing or some of the detail that they would like to have.
It is all about compromise, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Finding that happy medium that makes everyone happy.
Yeah. No one has an unlimited budget. Every client, I've been doing this for 10 years now, there is not a single client which has said, I have no budget. They always have a budget in mind. They always know what they want to spend and what they're expecting from the property. So, yeah, this is a very big challenge.
It is a challenge. I mean, you almost have to be a mind reader at times to pull out from them what it is that dollar that they have tucked away in their mind about what they think it should cost.
Yes, because they never, when you first start with the client, you need to meet them. You need to understand how they live and what they want, which is already a big job. Right. And also, they never give you a budget. No one comes to you and say, I have a budget, or they have an unrealistic budget. So you need to convince them the opposite. But yes, it's very hard, and it's becoming more and more harder.
more challenging all the time.
Yes.
Our listeners at home, Maurizio, are working hard to create beauty in their own homes. What would you say to those listeners who are working on their own projects? What words of wisdom would you offer them on how they can create the most beauty in their own living environments?
I would say don't be afraid to use color and texture and to create layers in your house. I know sometimes people, they are scared to add more, because I think less is best, but A home is somewhere where you want to live and you want to feel comfortable. So you need to have items which they represent your lifestyle, something you collect on your travel. And don't be afraid to use these items because they will make your home more inviting and they will make you feel better.
It is lovely to be surrounded by things that hold memories and remind us of trips or people that we love. But when is it enough? When have we surrounded ourselves with enough and it then becomes too much?
When it starts to become clutter, you realize when it's too much. And when this is becoming too much, you need to start to strip away and maybe restart from scratch and remove stuff around. It's no matter of removing from the house. It's a matter of moving from one room to the other, maybe. Ah. I do this very often with my flat. I live in a small flat. And I love to buy when I travel. Me and my partner, we always buy something when we travel. And you need to just remove around all the accessory to make sure that they fit into the interior.
Mm. So switching things around, that certainly brings a freshness to the interior, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes, which is also very important for us when we live. Otherwise, we will get bored of living in the same space.
And that's not a good thing.
No.
It's easier to switch accessories around rather than buy another apartment or flat, right?
Yes, definitely.
Well, so speaking of your own home, do you have a favorite space in your home, Maurizio? And if so, tell us why.
It's probably the living room, which is an open plan living room with the kitchen open plan. As I said before, it's full of memorabilia, which is items we collect during the years. And it's like 20 years of my life in London, there in my apartment. And the whole house is full of memory of myself and my partner, and it's easy to enjoy. I create an open plan kitchen, so when I have friends coming over for dinner or lunch, I can communicate with them while I'm cooking. I'm Italian, so I love to cook.
I was just going to say, you must love your kitchen.
Yes, I love my kitchen.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Well, what would our listeners be surprised to find in your home, Maurizio?
Well, there is a lot of items in my home, but most probably there is a poster signed by Madonna, which was a gift from my partner for my 40th birthday.
Wow.
Probably this what is the wow factor with everybody is when you walk in, is the first thing you see.
Lots of wow associated with that.
Yes.
What a lovely gift, too.
Yeah, it was a lovely gift.
You should hang on to him, okay?
Yeah, I am. Yes, thank you.
Good. And he, you. And
yeah.
He, you. Now, Maurizio, if you had an opportunity to spend some time with a design or style hero of yours, someone whose work you really admire, might be living, might be deceased, who would you pick and why?
Probably Ralph Lauren. I've always been a big fan of Ralph Lauren because I spent so much time to learn about his lifestyle and how he created the ultimate American lifestyle. I spend a lot of time between the London office and the New York office. I used to come to New York twice a year and see how much there is in the showroom or in the office for which you can get inspiration. And I can imagine his house, it would be full of inspiration.
I think so, yeah. The times I've seen them photographed, they are really quite compelling.
I was lucky to see his office, his personal office, once when I was in New York, and it's full of inspiration. You can find inspiration from anything, and that's what I learned from working with them.
You learned from the best. You definitely did. Definitely did.
Yeah, it was a great
So much has transpired over the last 10 years, so many great things for you and for your business. If you look ahead out to the horizon, what's out there that you're working towards? Maybe it hasn't materialized yet, but you've got your eye on something that you'd like to achieve.
Well, probably it's a boutique hotel. I've been in communication already to design a boutique hotel, which has my own stamp and my own lifestyle. Connected with probably a book with teaching about my experience, because in 20 years in this industry, I have a lot to write about it. So that's
you've got a lot of stories to tell,
yes.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, around here we believe that when you put it out into the universe has a way of bringing it back to you. So we look forward to celebrating the boutique hotel and a book from you in the near future.
Thank you.
Of course. We'll watch your website. We'll, of course, post a link to the website in the show notes section so our listeners can follow all that you're up to. And we'll make sure to probably have you back on the show when those things happen. We'll talk more about it. How's that?
Definitely.
Good. What is the very best decorating advice that you have ever heard, Maurizio?
I think it's going back again to the Ralph Lauren lifestyle and school that I had from them. Is don't be afraid to use layer. And a lot of people, they're afraid to stack items on top of each other because they think they're messy. But this is the rule which you shouldn't be afraid of. You need to look good, yes, but don't be afraid to add the layer to your house, which can be flower, it can be art leaning on the floor. But these are very important aspects which they make the house and interior beautiful.
It really does add a dimension of elegance, and at the same time, it's slightly relaxed when you layer things. Don't you agree?
Yes, and it makes your house look livable.
Very livable.
It doesn't look like a showroom.
Yeah, nobody wants to live in a showroom.
Yeah.
At least I don't. Do you keep up with trends, Maurizio?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot here. What's a trend that you're going to be really happy to see go by the wayside?
I think it's reclaimed style. It's been going on for quite a while. We saw restaurant, bar, private club, all redone with this reclaimed timber, reclaimed furniture, which are beautiful. But I think it's too much. It's been done over and over, and it's time to strip back and maybe use one item as a reclaim in the interior, which is beautiful. But we saw so much of the old interior being reclaimed, which to me is becoming too much.
It's a bit of too much of a good thing, right?
Yeah. Well, in London, we have a lot of restaurants which they follow this trend, and they all look the same. I don't like when they look the same. You can see from my portfolio, each one of my projects is very different, and I try to be this way. And when I see the same restaurant all over, it's becoming boring for me.
Yeah, it is. All right. Well, we would we'll watch eagerly with you to see that trend dissipate and go away.
Hopefully, it will go.
Hopefully so. Let's do a hypothetical for a moment, Maurizio. We pray that something like this never happens, but if the house caught fire, loved ones, animals, all safe, but what is the one object in your home that you would risk the flames to save?
Well, I should say my Madonna poster, because it reminds me, artwork, which is becoming an artwork now. It's been framed as an artwork, because it reminds me of my 40th birthday with my family and my partner. But I also have some family picture, which are unreplaceable, which I would like to keep. There is one with my dad, which is next to my bedside table, and it's the only one. I don't have a copy, so probably that's what I will try to save.
Family pictures, those are priceless and irreplaceable, aren't they?
Unfortunately, when I was young, there was no iPhone, so everything was done in paper, and we don't have everything stored in the cloud.
Yes, the old-fashioned way, right?
It was fun. It was good.
Yeah, it is. It very much is. All right, you've mentioned that we may be maybe seeing a book coming from you in the future. Until that one comes out, Maurizio, do you have a book recommendation that you would give to our listeners? A book that you think should be on the bookshelf of every design lover that's listening?
I think anything related to Frank Lloyd Wright. It's been always one of my big inspirations when I was studying interior architecture. And from his book, you can see some of his interior picture. I'm not a big reader, so I'm not someone who spends hours reading, but I look at picture. And from some of his book, you can see a lot of the architecture he create, and you can still draw inspiration from this architecture.
His work is really quite inspirational, isn't it?
Yes, it's amazing.
Amazing indeed. Maurizio, that's brought us down to the very last question today. Are you ready for this one?
Yes, of course.
Let me paint a picture for you and then get your thoughts on this. Imagine you woke up tomorrow morning in a brand new world. It's physically identical to the earth that you know, but you don't know a single soul. You still have all the experience and the knowledge you currently possess. Your food and shelter are taken care of, but your new home is empty. All you have is a laptop, a mobile phone, and about $1,000 in your pocket. What would you do over the next 7 days to begin to decorate your new home?
Well, very challenging question. So probably I will source some nice piece of furniture from a local charity shop, as I don't have much to spend, but spend quite good money on good fabric and painting. So I can repaint maybe the piece of furniture and upholster with the right fabric and spend the next 7 days to make the room look livable. Probably will be
a wonderfully practical and beautiful approach to the problem. I love it.
Thank you.
Of course. Maurizio Pellizzoni, what a joy to get to speak with you today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, James. It's been a pleasure.
It has indeed. We want to thank our subscribers for tuning in to the show today. Remember to head over to the website, milliondollardecorating.com, where you can catch the notes from today's show. We'll post a link to Maurizio's website so you can follow all the great things that he and his team are working on. While you're there on our website, click a few buttons. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. And finally, and most importantly, remember that it's up to you to make your world more beautiful.